Well, I studied, for one thing. As soon as I, you know, I was singing with the Music Shop, a band from our hometown, the people that booked us in the clubs that we were working in all throughout the Midwest, lived in Sherman Oaks, California. And they came to see us in one of the clubs that we were playing, and they were an old vaudeville couple called Art and Edna Whiting. And when they saw me perform, they said, you know, kid, we really think you've got it. If you should get out to work your way out to California, we could really, you know, do something with you. We think you could be a big star. So as it turned out, we eventually kind of worked our way out to California. The band, some of the leaders of the band they were all much older than I was, married and had families and things, so they went back to South Dakota, and I ended up staying with Art and Edna Whiting in Sherman Oaks, California. It's a suburb of Los Angeles. I got into an acting class, and I got an agent, and my very first professional job, after many auditions and much rejection, was as the voice of a cartoon character called Josie and the Pussycats.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get a job like that?
I auditioned for it. I went in and met with them, and it was the singing voice, and they wanted to do a sort of pop bubblegum records and have these three female characters. It's interesting, once again, three female characters.
That's
who
right.
Who were Josie and the Pussycats. They wanted them to have kind of pop records and music in the cartoon, which was kind of a new approach to cartoons on Saturday morning.
Huh.
So I played I was a singing character, the singing voice of Melody. And we put an album out on, I think it was Capitol Records that put it out, called Josie and the Pussycats.